Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
And welcome to our program, Post-Election Day in Western Mass. Congratulations to our winners. We have some new mayors and some mayors continuing their terms. And to those who did not prevail, thank you very much for being part of the system and for waging a great campaign. Good to have you on our program today. In Springfield, City Hall and all municipal buildings will be closed on Friday the 10th in observance of Veterans Day. Emergency personnel and services will remain intact, and Springfield DPW would like to remind residents that they will be collecting trash, recycling, and yard waste on Veterans Day, Friday the 11th. So please have your barrels and yard waste at your curb before 6 a.m., And additionally, the DPW would like to remind those who are interested in snow plowing for the city that the bid for snow plowing and hauling is currently open until Friday, December 29 at 2 p.m. Let's send out some kudos to Mercy Hospital, because once again, Mercy Medical has earned an A hospital safety grade from the Leapfrog Group, a national nonprofit watchdog that does set the standards for excellence in patient care. Now, Leapfrog assigns an A, B, C, D, or F grade to general hospitals across the country based on over 30 national performance measures reflecting errors and accidents and injuries and infections, and as well as the systems hospitals have in place to prevent harm. So, this is Mercy's second consecutive A safety grade from Leapfrog and the hospital's sixth A in the last seven marking periods. The Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade is the only hospital ratings program exclusively based on hospital prevention of medical errors, infections, and injuries that kill more than 500 patients a day nationally. Are you hearing any howling at night in your neighborhood? Well, these are the eastern coyotes, which can be found all over the state. And coyotes can be found in urban and rural areas and will eat any food available to them, such as small animals, roadkill, or trash. Now, while they have similar traits as medium-sized dogs, they differ by having denser fur, pointed upward ears, long tails, and typically a gray color. Now, the coyotes will howl primarily to communicate with other coyotes, and this howling can be used to communicate with members of their family or as a way to defend their territory from other coyotes. Now, other reasons for hearing howling are the following. Searching for a mate during mating season. In the summer months, you may hear howling coyote pups learning from their parents. And if there is a threat to the pups, adults may scatter and howl to distract the threat away from their dens. Now, while some dogs may playfully howl, it's not a common practice for them. And you also don't need to worry about howling coming from a wolf, because they just don't live in the Northeast. So if you hear howling near your home, it's likely not a cause for concern. However, you can cut this back by removing food sources from your yard, such as trash and bird feeders. And if you are concerned for your smaller pets outside, you can easily scare away a coyote just by staying by the side of your four-legged friend or putting a spiky coat on them. In Granby, I'd like you to please keep an eye out for Pickles the Missing Pig. Pickles the Missing Pig is spending time near the Carver and Chicopee Street intersection. Granby Animal Control has set up a feeding station. And please do not chase and do not feed. If you have a sighting of Pickles, call 413-575-1994. Please do not chase Pickles, and please drive in the area with caution. All right, Netflix fans, Netflix going up again. Netflix sent out an email in early November saying expect an increase in the cost of their subscriptions the following month. Now, the cost of a basic membership without ads for new and returning members has increased to $11.99 per month before the company no longer made it an option over the summer. Active members who are on this plan are able to stay on it until they switch to another plan. The new subscription options include a standard plan with ads at $6.99 per month, a standard plan without ads, $15.49 per month, a premium plan, $22.99, let's get that right, Additional members can be added to the standard without ads and premium plans for another $7.99 per month.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
After the turkey, it's time for the Grinch. You can kick off the holiday season at the Springfield Museums Friday the 24th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with Holiday Happenings 2023. It's a whole day of activities for the entire family, free with museum admission. And you can meet the Grinch, 11:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Snap a holiday pic with the old curmudgeon. That's at SIS Hall, Wood Museum of Springfield History. Chicopee very proud to announce its first ever Puerto Rican Heritage Celebration, a vibrant and culturally rich event honoring the contributions and traditions of the Puerto Rican community. The celebration will take place on November 10 from 4 to 8 p.m. at the City Hall campus, and that happens to be at 17 Springfield Street. You can look forward to an evening filled with lively music, traditional dance performances, art exhibitions, delicious cuisine, and much more. The event is free and open to the public, welcoming individuals of all ages and backgrounds to join in the festivities. Maria Rivera, the executive director of Hospice of the Fisher Home, has announced the appointment of Dr. Jeffrey Zessiger as medical director of the Amherst-based hospice. In addition to his role as medical director at the Fisher Home, Zessiger is part of the palliative care team at Bay State Health. And previously, the doctor was the hospice medical director at the Inpatient Hospice Care Center for the Providence Healthcare in Everett, Washington. He has said he is looking forward to being a part of expanding the Fisher Home's ability to take care of people in the community. Now, in just a moment, a note about Six Flags and our veterans. But first, Mark Auerbach checks in with his Arts Beat report. Mark?
The Hartford Symphony Orchestra and representatives of the American Federation of Musicians, Local 400, the union representing the musicians of the Hartford Symphony, announced the approval of a new four-year collective bargaining agreement. The new agreement will be applied retroactively from September 1st of this year, providing stability and sustainability to the orchestra. For details, HartfordSymphony.org. The Borromeo Quartet performs works by Bach, Bartok, and Beethoven on the Valley Classic Concert Series November 12th at Sweeney Concert Hall, Smith College. For details, valleyclassicalconcerts.org. The Berkeys, also known as the Berkshire Theater Critics Awards, will be handed out next Monday at Zion Lutheran Church in Pittsfield. The public can attend. Reservations are required at 413-822-7384. Body Traffic, the Los Angeles Dance Company, comes to the Mahaley Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington November 10th and 11th. The program consists of four repertory pieces, and for details, mahaley.org. And funded, the Springfield Museums was awarded a three-year, $800,000 grant from the Art Bridges Foundation to launch a free First Wednesdays program at the museums in 2024. And Real Artways in Hartford received a $9.1 million grant from the state of Connecticut to expand its facilities. Avery Sharp, the international jazz great who calls the Valley home, and it will now host New England Public Radio's flagship jazz program, Jazz a la Mode, once a week. Sharp is a world-renowned bassist, composer, and educator with deep roots in Western Massachusetts. For details, nepm.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Six Flags New England will be honoring veterans and active military members this weekend with free admission to the park, as well as discounted tickets for family members. Veterans Weekend will take place this Saturday and Sunday at the park, and veterans that present a valid military ID can receive a complimentary park admission and up to 4 discounted admission tickets for family members. Well, dear friends, thank you very much for being with us on our program. I hope you're with us on our next show here at Pioneer Valley Radio, all about what's going on in Western Mass. And I'm Brad Shepherd, happy to bring him to you. We'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.